Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Monday, 31st of July at TCR 9, and we start this episode with the team in Control Car 1 at Control Point 4 for the first time. Within the next 24 hours, we should see the winner of this year's race roll into Thessaloniki on the Aegean coast. But who will it be? Christoph Strasser, Cap 1, has spent most of the race battling with Robin Schimpel, Cap 3. There were days where they rode within just a few hundred meters of each other, but Christoph eventually opened up a gap and maintained it all the way to the three-section Parkour 4. However, yesterday, day 8, saw the two frontrunners take very different route choices. Hannah Lobelestier, race reporter.
We're here in Meteora in Greece, waiting for Christoph to roll into town and check into Control Point 4. The race really heated up last night, with the time gap from Christoph back to Robin really tumbling as they took very different route options on the set of Parkour. And we saw Christoph take the long, quite arduous road alternative from Parkour 4A to 4B, while Robin opted to take a gravel shortcut over the mountain, which was maybe a slightly riskier option, but seems to have paid dividends, and he's closed the gap considerably, and they almost crossed paths on the other side of the mountain. But it looks like Christoph managed to get a few hours sleep while Robin was pushing on through the night trying to close that gap. So it'll be interesting to see how they're both faring this morning.
Christoph arrives at Control Point 4 with his lead intact.
Such a close race. Crazy. Yes, of course. He was 3 kilometers behind me in the night.
Were you happy with your routing choices? It looked like he lost quite a lot of time to him over that road section.
I was not happy, but I would also not have been happy with the gravel parkour over the top. So it was a bad, bad situation. Because the route that I took also had a lot of gravel, unfortunately, because it should have been smooth, but it was not. I'm still happy. I had no crash. My bike is good. And I'm still having a bit of fleet. And I slept, I think, better than him.
Are you feeling a bit safer now that you've got that bit of parkour over and the route is perhaps a bit more predictable on the way to Thessaloniki now?
Yes, a little bit. But there is also the Finnish parkour, which contains gravel, and I have no idea how bad it is. So I'm absolutely not feeling safe or something.
And are you still without any spare inner tubes?
Yes, but I think I will buy one today. I should.
Later, Robin also arrives at Control Point 4, but it seems the overnight push on the gravel may have taken its toll.
Yeah, getting really tired and not doing a lot of things correctly anymore. For example, no, actually I think that was the main problem. I didn't have enough food to get out of the valley this morning. So I didn't eat anything after I got up after my 40-minute sleep, and I woke up because I was hungry. So I went up that valley completely empty, and it was really tough. And I think I have to recover from that first now a bit.
Did you see the tracker last night at all when you were...
Yes, there I saw Christoph with his mean sleeping spot. That was.
So you actually crossed paths?
No, he left a bit earlier. I would have loved to at least have seen him.
Yeah, we saw that you arrived on the other side of the mountain just 15 minutes after he left in the morning.
As the leading two riders leave CP4 and head north to the Finnish parkour, further back, the mixed emotions that come with riding the TCR are on full display. Lisa Nemetz, Cap 95, was pleased to make it to Control Point 2 before the general classification cut-off time.
I'm in Croatia at the moment, which feels Yeah, incredible. It feels like a real sort of turning point of the race, entering new countries and really heading away from home now. quite daunting, but also super exciting. I've managed to just about get to CP2 last night before it closed, with like an hour or two to spare. And the same happened at CP1 as well. but I'm really happy about that. I didn't really, my expectation for the race was to get to the finish in however many days it takes, probably outside of GC. And so to just be able to hang on to the closing times after CP2 feels pretty good. My body is sort of holding up.
Joanna Raminska-Pietrzyk, Cap 99.
I've been looking forward to being in the Balkans. I like Balkans very much. So I was happy to put Western Europe behind me. And Bosnia and Herzegovina was like the entry into a totally different world. And I was really happy and I feel very well here.
Are you looking forward to CP3?
Oh yeah, very much so. Yeah, I've never been to Albania. I've been to the Balkans before, but Albania is something completely new, and I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, so I'm quite happy to do this. Yeah.
Rodrigo Lombard, Cap 108.
You raced last year, did you not?
Last year, yeah, and in 2018.
Yeah. And how does this compare with previous editions?
I think this edition is harder because it's a lot more of elevations, and also it's a really two parts race. Like, I mean, the first block is really in Western Europe with a lot of alpine roads and so on, more classic I would say, and the second part it's a full travel across the Balkans country and with a lot of hills and really different tarmac conditions. It's harder to find food and water and so on. And it's really two different races. So since yesterday, I entered a new race. I had that feeling.
Robert Muller, Cap 197 and winner of last year's Trans-Pyrenees race, is still in contention for an impressive top five finish. But the challenge of TCR is one that can affect even the fastest riders.
I don't feel like myself. I feel bad and I have knee pain and I cannot go fast and I feel the I always want to stop and rest, but of course I need to go on, and then after half an hour I want to stop again, and so and the end of the day I have 3 hours stopping time for nothing, just because I don't have the I don't want to push forward, so I don't know. It feels like I'm doing this for the first time and I don't know how to do it. So I do everything wrong and my route planning is shit and I end up in gravel roads and have to turn around and I have to walk up very steep climbs because I cannot ride and stuff like this. I just want it to end. And I thought about scratching a few times, but I paid a lot of money to do this and put a lot of time and effort in it, so, and I want to reach the finish and relax there and have a nice time there. So, yeah, I will just go on.
Callum Hale, Cap 259.
This is my first ever race, to be honest, so I didn't really know what to expect, so I'm just sort of happy to sort of still be going, really. I've probably been thinking a bit too much about the finish now, because it's getting sort of more and more in my mind, and I'm trying to sort of suppress that feeling because it's still a long way to go from here. But yeah, it's the highlights yesterday, riding the road from Sarajevo into Pluzin was absolutely beautiful, sort of along this sort of massive reservoir and in deep gorges. Highly recommend it to anyone who's in the area.
While the leading pair may have passed through control point 4, its location in Meteora will be one that many riders will be looking forward to reaching. David Eyre, race coordinator, explains why.
So for followers of the Transcontinental Race, Meteora will be a familiar location. We have used it in two previous editions of the race as the finish line. This year it is the penultimate control point on the race before riders make their way to Thessaloniki. It's an incredibly beautiful historic location. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. There's a number of monasteries up on top of rocks, big sweeping valleys, incredible views, switchbacks. It is a stunning part of Greece, a part of the continent, and we're excited to take our riders there. It's a place that will invoke a sense of wonder in the riders, I think. It will feel pretty different to places that they've been through. So having just travelled through some of the Balkan heartlands and hinterlands of the TCR, they will be arriving into Greece, and after coming through some of the earlier bits of parkour 4A and B, arriving in Meteora is going to feel like an assault on the senses, I would imagine.
There's still plenty of work to do before most of our riders make it to Meteora. Nikki Shaw, Cap 142, is riding well and highlights the benefits of a good night's rest.
I had the most incredible day yesterday. I basically, on day six of Saturday, had a hip wall, and it was just completely, like, mentally and physically feeling really up against it all. So I booked into a hotel in Beanpack on Saturday night and had a really good stay there, had a proper sleep. And just reset everything and then set off on Sunday morning and had the most amazing ride yesterday, right down to the north, the south of Bosnia, the whole of the country. It was just absolutely incredible, just these vast sweeping landscapes and these huge long descents. It was just, I didn't actually see another rider the whole day as well, and at times I didn't really feel like, I kind of forgot I was part of this race, and I was just enjoying myself so much yesterday on that ride. So it's just nice to have that mindset completely flipped. So I'm continuing that positive mindset into today and just going to keep enjoying myself.
Lisa Pfeiffer, Cap 183, missed the general classification cutoff point at Control Point 2 in Slovenia. But she continues to ride and perfectly sums up what it means to take on the TCR experience.
It's actually pretty tough to do this like this, to ride out of the general classification. But for now, I can't really let it go. I mean, it obviously comes down to what you want and why you want to do it. And if you have enough time. But for me, it was always not really an option to stop. I don't know. I just love cycling. And I really like this kind of cycling. It kind of makes you more human in ways that are quite hard to explain. And gets you very deep to the core of yourself. To all the people who are still out there pushing, whether you're in the time limit or not, and whether they make some cutoff times. It's just awesome to see all the different approaches of how to race or ride transcontinental. And it's inspiring to see the differences and variations of all the riders out there. And yeah. Keep pushing.
Back to the front of the race and late evening on day 8. The longer road route taken by Christoph Strasser when navigating the 3-stage parkour 4 appears to have paid dividends. Despite Robin's efforts to catch Christoph by taking the gravel option, Christoph has opened up another gap of around 5 hours and is making his way to the finish parkour. In a race like the TCR, anything can happen at any time. Tomorrow, we'll see if Christoph can make it 2 in a row, as well as hear from more riders cycling and fighting hard to reach the end of this year's transcontinental race. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.